Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety, and environment learning into simple bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business or your career, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance, and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. Hi there, and thanks for joining me for this short one. We're looking at the ratings on gloves, safety glove ratings, and just something that came up in conversation with some of my own customers over the last few days. And I just wanted to point out, just in the last few years, there have been some changes, and some of you may not be aware of it. It used to be, with the European standard, this is we're talking about in particular, there used to be a four-digit code system that was used, representing, first of all, abrasion, then followed by cut resistance, then tear resistance, and then finally puncture resistance at the end. So it was a four-digit code rated from 0 to 5 or 0 to 4, and depending on which aspect we're looking at. That has changed slightly. There's been additional elements added to it, and the main thing that we're concerned about, or that we should be concerned about when it comes to the changes, and to be honest, it's one of the things that, most people will be looking at if you're a safety professional or someone who's trying to prevent cuts and lacerations and stuff. The cut resistance is your main aspect that you're looking at for the gloves, and a lot of the time when you're buying them, this is something you'll be taking into consideration. So that is one of the things that they actually changed. The fundamental change is, if you don't already know, the cut resistance, which is traditionally or was traditionally measured as a 0 to 5 score, now for those gloves that perform 5 or above, or, you know, they're actually at the top end of the old test. Now, either they won't be tested using the old system, or they will be tested using the old system, and if the blade is blunted, they will be subject to a new test. The new test puts the glove material under more stress. And then that glove should be rated, which is represented by the fifth digit on the code. And that should be a letter ranging from A to F in the alphabetic scale. So from A being the lowest rating, so on that top tier of glove. So if you're having this test done, it means the glove has a good degree of cut resistance, but up at that top level, it starts with the lowest being A, and the highest level of cut protection being F. So if your glove says A, B, C, D, E, or F on the fifth digit, it means that it's a high level of cut resistance, and then obviously a scale within that itself. So something to look out for there. And the other digit then that was added on and tagged on at the end is for impact resistance, and gloves that are intended for impact protection. So that is a simple one. It's just either P for pass or an X for feel if the glove has been tested. You would typically think and find that if a glove is intended for impact resistance, it will just have a P and will be tested as such to represent suitability for that. Okay, so keep an eye out for it. We'll drop a diagram. Sorry, I just received an email there. You might have heard it. We'll drop a diagram for you to look at, just to make it easy for you to visualize, and a couple of photographs of gloves that we've used as well. Also, we got a YouTube short that we made on this subject. It's only 40 seconds, 50 seconds as well. If you want to use that, we'll drop that on the page as well. Okay, hope this doesn't confuse you too much. Hopefully the supporting information here will help you as well. Okay, until next time, take care. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety, and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.